One such example of this is what I'm showing here called Galaxy Zoo. Galaxy Zoo is a project where people get a 20-minute, or even less than that actually, tutorial on how to interact with these images of galaxies. And they learn to annotate the images, and within a couple of minutes they're up and running, and they're making really useful categorizations and classifications of these galaxies. Now, it's easy to understand why Galaxy Zoo would be an easy sell for people to be involved with. It involves pretty pictures. Galaxies are, generally speaking, pretty attractive. However, there are many, many other flavors of citizen science projects that people have delved into that have various, varying levels of abstraction that you wouldn't necessarily think that people would jump at. Now, one such example of this is the citizen science project associated with the mission that I'm part of, called the Kepler mission. Kepler is a space telescope, and it looks for planets around other stars by measuring the light from those stars very, very precisely. And we're looking for the dimmings caused by stars blocking off some of that light. And we have an associated citizen science project called Planet Hunters. Now, Planet Hunters gives you, like Galaxy Zoo, a short tutorial. And within a couple of minutes, you're up and running, and you're looking at data from the Kepler mission and looking for planets. Now, the idea behind this is an easy sell, right? But the actual process of planet hunting involves a lot of looking at graphs, like the one I'm showing you here, and annotating them. I do this all day, and that doesn't even sound that interesting to me. However, not only are people interested in doing this, but the citizen scientists that work with planet hunters have actually found planets in the data that would have gone undiscovered otherwise.